Miner and Frog here, split three ways. Can you beat that, Patrick?
Enjoying a beautiful day.
Good, because it ain't gonna last long.
It's supposed to be down in the 20s up at the house this morning, in the morning.
You like to throw that weather in the ditch, leave it up in the northern states. They had the largest snowstorm in history in Kansas City yesterday, I guess it was, for this day in the year.
Hearing about that yesterday on the radio, talking about all the snow up in Missouri and places like that in Kansas, hey, it's just crazy.
It's headed up in the northeast also, I guess. Didn't he just say that on 60s on 6? He just said something about that. And he was expecting 6 inches of snow up there someplace in New York.
Can't have it. I don't want it.
For many years I haven't wanted it. And I shoveled tons of it back up there in Kansas. But, boy, I'll tell you. It's just not a pleasure to work in or travel in. It's just a pleasure to play in it for a few hours and then go away.
Deal with it quite a bit up here, just in North Carolina where I live.
Yeah, well, I just couldn't now. There's no way. Were you out on your route today?
Sure I am. I'm over
down to UPS and going to return an item to HRO, which I've never had to do before, but it's just not going to work. I bought one of those MFJ window feed-through things, you know, for your coax, and it's not very high quality, and if it's down in the basement or something, be different, but it's not going to be. So I'm going to go to Plan B, which I'd already thought about. And it was very nice. They're going to take it back. Of course, they charge you 10% to take it back.
They will take it back. A lot of places won't anymore at all.
Yes, sir. You're right. I'm not complaining one bit. And just, it's just not what I thought it would be. And it'd be really nice if it wasn't... you know, like I said, if it was in the basement or something, or in a shack, or something like that, it'd be okay. And basically, it's about a 1x3 piece of willow, and it's got a real nice-looking coaxial port on it, actually. 6 outlets, and then a ground on it. So, I can't say it isn't good quality. It is. But the wood's not very attractive, and where I wanted to put it, it just ain't going to work out. So I'm going to send it back. I called them, and they was very nice about it.
Figure out something to get through my window. Also, either that or I might have to go down through the floor and under the house. I don't know which way I'm going to go yet.
Well, they make a window thing, and it goes in the window. I think MFJ makes it, KN4UBG.
Kevin, yeah, that's what I got. MFJ 4601, $69, but I think it's about $15 freight. And the time you get it and all, it winds up being about $89. And it has 6 ports on it, and it's made very well, and just not going to work out where I wanted to put it. But they got it down there at HRO, Patrick.
I'm going to have to hop out of here so I can get into here before this last stop before lunch. I'm going to say 73 to you, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, good to hear you. Go ahead, Kim.
Patrick. BKN4UBG.
Kevin, I'm getting ready to pull into UPS, and there's not a good place to talk, so I'm going to have to sign out here right quick, because parking lots are dangerous. You have a good day, Kevin. Maybe I'll catch you in a little while. I'll send your old TR.
Well, Tom, well, you and the butter half have a good one out that way, and we'll talk to y'all a little bit later on. And I'm kind of cruising down through Easley right here. Headed past Wells Fargo and KFC and all that, headed back toward Greenville. Actually headed to Spartanburg where I'm headed. Just came out of Clemson. But you have a good one, and I'll be sitting back monitoring for a while. N4IQ, KM4UVG, 73.
Sorry, Kevin, knocked it off frequency. It's a neural TR, 73.
TR. Yeah, appreciate that. I get a little messed up with them every once in a while. I hear somebody else, and, you know, you get that 2x2 or 1x2 or whatever it is, like yours, and it kind of gets a little bit tangled up there. But you have a good one. We'll talk at you later, KN4UBG. I'll be monitoring.
Yeah, it should be easier. It's a lot less letters. Bill is N4IQ, and Tom is N0TR. Just remember the T. See you later, Kevin.